is the moment you've all been waiting for. Out of Liverpool, England.
It was super necessary.
God, Eric, my God!
Unbelievable!
Other than wow. Hello and welcome back to Super Necessary. Today I'm delighted to say that joining us is Bellator lightweight Gavin Hughes.
Hello mate.
How are you doing, mate? You okay?
All good, mate, all good.
Thanks for taking the time to join us.
You're welcome.
Looking forward to talking to you. How's things, everything going okay?
Yeah, everything's going all right. Say back training now as well, so all good.
Happy days. So first things first, just let us know then, how did you get started in MMA?
Not like a long story, but apart from that, I'd always like to have a little, I'd always like the boxing side of it and everything. But when I started getting into MMA, it wasn't really very well known. But known in Liverpool city centre, like in Liverpool is a city. But as a sport, like, it wasn't big at all. I've been doing that like 12 years now. First gym I started, that was Carbon. Didn't stay there too long. Moved to Sapphires a little bit afterwards. But as I said, I just fell in love with it when I started it. And just never looked back.
Yeah. And I know you mentioned you started training then, which kind of helped us go on to the next one. You've mentioned in the past that you don't do camps. So how does that work? Does that just mean you're constantly in training all the time, or?
Yeah, definitely. I've always been like, even with my lads, like I've got my students at Titanium. I always try and drill into them the fact that we don't get ready for a fight. We train to better you. So I always see it as, every time I've fought, I'm always trying to beat that last Gavin. That's how I've always seen it. So to beat that last Gavin, you've got to keep constantly training. Like, don't get me wrong, you've got to have rest periods and you've got to train sensibly. But I see the sport evolving so quick, so just get left behind. Even me just having a little bit of a period off and my bicep being ruptured, I feel like I fell behind a little touch. So over the Christmas, I just made sure I stayed on it. I feel like I caught up a little bit.
Yeah. So is it about just staying ready and always improving?
Definitely, staying ready and always improving. And it's a mindset game as well, isn't it? If you know that you're slacking and stuff, and you take that into the fight, don't you?
Yeah.
And apart from that, you don't need to learn on camps as well. It's all about getting fit, losing the weight. You're very, very low on calories, and your food intake's very low, isn't it? Because you're cutting weight. You can't learn. You've got to be in a good mindset before you start all that. I think it's always worked for me anyway.
Yeah,
definitely. You mentioned obviously the ruptured bicep there. Just recovery, yeah. all good with that? Is
all good.
Healthy,
yeah.
Now?
Yeah, to a certain extent. Obviously, I'm taking it easy. Through the left hook a couple of times. I've rolled about 3 or 4 times, but I think I'm past that danger zone now where it can rupture again. Obviously, it can still rupture again, but like where it's very dangerous. But I'm just glad to be back training. The Bellator offered me one in February, but it was just a little bit too soon. The doctors don't. I don't get signed off from the hospital till 18th of January, so
right,
a little bit soon.
Now, good to know that you're back healthy and training again. Anyway, I imagine for someone like yourself, having to take that time out through the injury just drives you crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Especially when I was meant to fight as well. I was against Larry, weren't I? Charlie Larry.
Yeah.
I got in 2 weeks, which was my last spar. Threw a left hook and it went. So all the hard work was done, basically.
Nightmare. But I'm sure you're going to bounce back in this year, mate, definitely.
Definitely.
So just obviously your nickname is Big Tasty. What's the origin of that nickname?
Well, for starters, I don't have burgers. I'm very high. To be honest, we were talking about burgers, the McDonald's Big Tasty. Like, And then my old coach, Tom Blackledge, still a good friend of mine, he said, you'll have a big tasty. And I said, what the fuck? Do you know what I mean? And he said, no, you're a big tasty fighter, aren't you? So they'll go on and let you have that one. Then before maybe it just stuck. I fought on ice. And one of my mates, that'll go with him. He told the announcer, he said, say big tasty. And then I was just standing there and he put all his mouth and he said, big tasty. I went, oh, fuck. And before you know it, we're on Tapology. And then it just stuck then. So, as I said, you don't pick your own names, do you?
No, you certainly don't.
It's still, could be worse.
Definitely could be worse. Definitely. It's not a bad one, though.
I imagine I'd be a shock, though. Like, you'd stand there and the announcer goes, big tits. You're like, how the fuck did you know about that?
Look at
them. Turns out your things get around.
It is, isn't it? Tapology just put it up and he just stalking and that's it.
As soon as it's on Tapology, you've got nowhere to run then, have you? Sorry.
So obviously with yourself, you're known for your guillotine choke. This is sort of like a multi question one, however you want to break it down. So first off, like what makes it appealing to you? Like, is it that you drill the technique and it just works, or do you find that on fight nights it's just been there and you've taken it?
I feel like I don't look for it the way I used to. I don't hunt for it all the time. I always used to go, everyone has like a go-to submission, I feel like, anyway, or something you prefer. I feel like as soon as I finish one in a fight, it gives you confidence to be able to finish again. I feel like as well, when you're in a fight as well, like I just feel like I can change the scenario, be on my back pretty easy from it. You see a lot of people jump for guillotine, they don't look confident. Yeah. They put their arms up and they gas. So I feel like with me, I know when it's not going to work. I'll abandon it and I'll get up. And I use it to sweep and get up. Loads of lads and you see them like blowing their arms out. I'll never blow my arms out. I believe a guillotine is not so much of an arm choke. It's everything altogether. I think everyone gets this wrong. I'm like squeezing 100% with their arms and they just gas out. Even a little trick I'll do, me, I'll like literally go up. So like start like in the percentages if you're going up and you get tighter and tighter and tighter. Obviously it's gonna make them quit. But a lot of people are like 100% straight away and all they've got is that little downward spiral.
Yeah.
Get it. But I believe in relaxing and being a little bit more, and if it's not there, switch to something else and better your position. So I think it's a lot of it's being confident in it as well, confident in submission. If you know yourselves, if you're a trainer and you feel someone like holding on to something, you think he's not confident, he's got this, he's going to blow in a minute. But when you feel someone very confident, you think, fuck, shit.
Yeah.
<What's that there?"
laughs> Yeah. So did you feel you had to change that up then? Because obviously, one, you don't want to just be known for it, and two, it keeps, you know, your opponent guessing it, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. I think sometimes as well, when you relax the submissions as well, they think they feel safe. And then obviously that's when you can start switching it on yourself. I just feel like it's a perfect submission for me. Probably that's why my bicep went, because I was like squeezing that much, it popped off.
Yeah, you think you did yourself a new bicep by squeezing too much.
So you mentioned before, obviously you train out Titanium Combat Academy here in Liverpool. You've got students there yourself. Can you just highlight some of the other trainers in there and some of the talent to look out for?
Yeah, well, you might have seen recently we had Ben Kiffin and Kieran Roach fighting on Almighty.
Yeah.
They're very early on in their careers, but there's a reason for that as well. They've been doing it a little bit of pay. They've been doing a good period of time in May. But I believe in not rushing. So you'll see them now. They'll be very, very active. They'll be like, you had the debut on Pabellum before the pandemic, and then he didn't fight till Almighty a couple of weeks back. But now we're going to just go all out for it now. So getting them to a good level, and then that's when we just go out there and fight with them. Because the talent now, and like with the young lads, is crazy, especially in Liverpool, or just especially in general with MMA. So But we've got a good few lads coming and be coming out. Obviously, we've got Marcus Lutz as well. He's signed to King's Warriors. We'll be back out again soon. We've got loads, but them three, I can definitely say there's good, like, very bright futures for them. I've got it as well, but I've got my own show coming up as well, so I've got a couple of lads on that as well. But everything going on.
Kingdom Combat, is it?
Yeah, KCC, yeah. It's going to be in Grand Central, 4th of March. So, but we've got some massive fights on that. We're not holding back on anything. It's not just an amateur card, it's a pro card as well. Right. We've got Maladi on it from TFT, Andrew Fisher's gym, fighting Lee McCracken. That's a massive fight, that.
Definitely.
Everyone knows Lee McCracken's a big prospect coming through the pro ranks now. And Maladi, from Andrew Fisher's gym, he's fought for Bellator and everything. So for our first show, we've got some good names on. We've got another fight as well that's getting announced today, so I can't really say much. But that's a good one as well, a lad from Next Gen as well. So
not holding anything back with the first show then?
No, definitely not. You've got to make the brand, and we've got to put it out there and show that we're not holding back. I just believe there's no good shows about it at the minute. Like, we've got Almighty in that. This is obviously a top show. There's not much. Like the Cage Warriors Academy, that's gone now, hasn't it? It's only the Welsh one.
Yeah.
And especially as well, there's that many gyms in Liverpool. It's not that many shows, is there? We've all got, as a coach myself, and I know all the other coaches, we've always got to travel out.
Yeah.
I think even the Net Almighty, there's one in Fred there, put one of my lads on him, still waiting for an opponent. I think that's Barnsley.
Yeah,
so the good drives away, especially when we're known for being a city, for basically starting a lot of them at MMA, the first UFC, isn't it? Liverpool and everything. So it's going to be a big show, trust me.
And what brought about setting up Kingdom KCC then, what was behind the decision there?
A little bit with my best mate and my partner, Gavin. Two Gavins, obviously. it was him, and he's always helped me with my fighting career, everything. We've got Titanic together, so we're a good team. But then when this happened to me, and we'd always talked about it, he's done a lot of the Thai shows as well, with another coach of mine, Tony O'Mara. They've done the Thai shows, Thai, so they've gone massive, do you know what I mean? But apart from it, it was my arm as well. Once my arm went, all I know is training every day. I couldn't train, could I? So I put all my time, all my energy into my fighters, obviously my gym and that. And just kept my mind focused on that, and then obviously it's become this, KCC, so... Obviously, I'm still fighting. I've still got more hunger in my belly than I ever have, to be honest, especially after what happened with my arm. But in the meantime, I can do that, can't I? And put my focus into that for a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've got a ton of talent in the city, so it's great for them to have a show that they can, not have to travel to. You know what I mean? Because traveling must be a pain in the ass, to be honest with you.
It can be the best thing in the world. It can be the worst thing for fighters as well. I got to travel to South Africa now, which was a blessing, do you know what I mean? To fight the other side of the world. But sometimes when you come waiting, all that doesn't seem like it at the time. Fuckers, I'd be in my own house. you enjoy it now when you look back on it, but you don't really enjoy it sometimes when you do.
Yeah. I can imagine the travel to the UK events more of a pain in the arse than the ones abroad and stuff like that, because at least the ones abroad, like you say, you get to go to South Africa. There's obviously the ones in Ireland and stuff like that. But then when it's a drive to, we went to the Cage Steel in Doncaster. When it's a drive to Doncaster, it's a bit different than flying out to South Africa.
Yeah, totally. Saying that, though, in South Africa, they fucking sent me on, four flights. Obviously, fucking, I thought we were there, another flight. Yeah, I think four flights or something. So, obviously, it wasn't that good,
No, that's great. That makes him looking forward to seeing the growth of KCC and it become one of the bigger shows in the city. So moving on, obviously, you know, you last fought in 2020. You had the cancel bout with Charlie Leary. Obviously, you battled a ton of injuries. For you, like, how is irritating is it, like, not competing, especially when you make it to the big show, like Bellator?
You know what, it's mad, because, like, since I've signed, if you're saying you're dead, like, obviously, everyone went through the pandemic, was into signing. When I'd done me, I had a knee up, didn't I, when I was signing for them, but I had to fight with that. So since the day I signed my contract with Bellator, it was like, it's been a little bit of a rough ride. Been the best thing, and then obviously a little bit of a rough, so I had to fight with my knee. My knee was fucked. He said my ACL was totally gone. And I said, it doesn't matter, I'm going to have to fight. There was that much flexion in my leg. My leg was just doing this. I said, and then basically I got a fought and won the fight, got the contract. I took another fight on me being me, which was stupid, and then it just kept on locking my leg all the time. It just got 10 times worse. So obviously I had to get the op, and then there was a pandemic, and then obviously a bicep op as well. But I'm still here, and I'm still signed, and you know, I think that's the main thing. Like, I'm going nowhere. I could have quit. I can still work. I can still do this, be involved with the sport, but I don't want to be on a backseat of the sport. I want to be still at the top, do you know what I mean? I still want to be fighting. I'm still hungry. Don't get me wrong, I've thought about it a couple of times. Like, thinking, fucking hell, is there much point doing this? I've made no money from it. And all I'm doing is getting ups and shit, you know what I mean? But that's just part of it. That's what that is. You're fine. If you broke by things like that, this ain't for you. It's just part of it. Obviously, you'd rather not happen, but it's happened.
Yeah. Have Bellator being in like constant contact with you while you've had the injuries and stuff like that?
Yeah, definitely. To be honest, I'm like pretty shocked that they've like been so good with me. Not shocked, but like, well, I'm very lucky they've been good. Like the first one, like, I've had two ops in a pandemic, and they've still got me out in between that. But then straight away, offered me another fight in February. So they want me out, but it's just a little bit out of my hands. But it was a little bit too soon as well. My bicep was about up this thick. But you, like, literally, you're always on me to try and get me out all the time. So I'm lucky in that way, but I'm going to make sure I win that next fight, which I will.
Suppose it shows they hold you in a high regard as well if they're in constant contact with you and want you out there as soon as. So
definitely. I think the Charlie fight needs to happen as well. I know he's matched on Dublin, but I think that's a good fight. I think that's like stylistic, like good fight for both of us. I think it's like a good one to watch as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So do you think we can expect a fight announcement soon, maybe on that Ireland card, as you say?
We'll definitely have the Feb card, obviously, too soon in the Dublin, which they did offer me anyway because Charlie's on it, so obviously they're going to give me that fight. But me and manager, Carl, I'm on him. I actually said to him yesterday, and he said he's on it, he's waiting for dates. So I've got a feeling it could be like April, May, but I'll be ready. To be honest, I feel ready to go now, but that's just me being me. Do you know what I mean? I know that's not ready yet. It's not full to a full strength. But it'll be a good comeback anyway, trust me.
Yeah. It's good, though, I think, that you'd sort of, your head saying that you're ready to go, but, you know, your body isn't a lot. There's some fighters out there that wouldn't have that control to be able to say, my body isn't ready, but I am, kind of thing. They just go, I'm ready, and that's it.
Well, it was mutually, you know, Paul Reed, don't you? Paul Reed, my conditioning coach, Carl, my manager, we all talk together about it, and I'm, like, basically saying, and they're saying no. And I'm like... And that is just being a fighter, isn't it? Like, I know 90% or 80-90% of fighters would say that themselves, but they know, like, that there was no muscle there or not. And it's just basically they take 6 months, don't they, before it's fully like full like back to like it's normal.
Yeah,
it's normal strength and everything.
I mean, the good thing is if it is April when you're fighting, at least you'll have KCC to keep you busy until then, you know, which would be in March. So
it might happen for a reason. Might, you know, I always say things happen for a reason, but it might have happened. So then I got me handed to like doing a little bit of bit of shows and stuff as well. But fuck me, I need a fight though.
Yeah, craving one now, you're starting to withdraw and everything from not fighting.
I still train like as if I'm fighting as well, do you know what I mean? Like even after I'm checking Paul this morning, 4 days this morning, I've been training again tonight. Obviously still taking it easy. I do a little bit with Danny in the morning, Danny Roberts in the morning. So like I'm still training. You never know what can come up as well, do you know what I mean? Yeah. If they go, oh, you can fly out to America in March, I'll be ready, do you know what I mean? I literally just needed that little month extra, that was it, do you know what I mean? Just to get back training.
Yeah, at least they're being very understanding about that. You know, that's
Definitely.
For you then, was it always a desire or a dream, if you will, to be in Bellator as opposed to the UFC?
It was mad because I used to watch Bellator and I was like, Bellator's mad, rough compared to UFC. I don't know what it was. And I just loved the thing. Don't get me wrong, I still like to fight in the UFC. But I'm happy with Bellator, do you know what I mean? They were especially really cheap to me. A couple of wins changes everything for me next. Like, win me next fight, win me next two fights, it changes everything. Because I can tell how they think of me, or the people who they're matching me with and stuff. And they obviously want me to do well, or hopefully anyway, but a couple of wins and everything just changes.
Yeah, and by the sounds of it, you won't have much money issues with Bellator, so, you know.
I think that's what it's better to me. Like, the UFC is always going to be the pinnacle. It's always going to be just that little, no matter how big, it's always going to be, it'll be that little edge in front. And I'd still love to fight in the UFC, but I'm happy and I'm not being ungrateful for how they've cheated me as well, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you ever sort of look back on how you started? Because I remember seeing you at, I think it was Shinobi War 4 years ago, against, was it Big Ear Thomason?
Yeah.
I was there as press for uni. I was doing a piece on it for uni then, so I remember seeing you then. Like, do you ever just look back at them sort of starts and seeing now you're in Bellator and just think, fucking, what the fuck?
No, that's dead weird, right? Because I said to one of my students the other day, and Ben Kiffin it was, to say the name, and I said, the way you're doing it, you just come in, you train every day before you know it, you're 5 years down the line, you think, shit, I'm in Bellator, I'm sad. It's because you just get stuck in that mindset of, I get up, I go to train, I do this, and you're just taking day by day, and you don't even before you know it. A couple of years later, I'm sad, or I'm in South Africa, and it's mad. It's just that mindset of just continuously turning up, being on the mat, being early, being consistent with your diet, your food, saying no to going out, loads of little tiny things, being saying no to a big tasty burger and shit like that. Doing little things, do you know what I mean? And it all adds up in the end, and this is where that's how you get signed and how you become something.
Yeah. So it's not really focusing on, that big picture. It's not like, I'm doing this to get to the UFC, whatever. It's just focusing on those little things that are me.
Definitely. If you think that far end and people say, you want to think dream big and all that, I think to me that's fatigue and that's tiring, because you think that you're constantly thinking all that. And one thing even my old coach always used to say, that enjoy it now, where you are now. Stop trying to skip ahead so much, because before you know it, it's you're not living in that moment. Do you know what I mean? When I was fighting on the UFC, I'd be sitting in the hotel waiting for the fight, just get excited, but I'd just be sitting there doing that. They'd be like, come on, let's go out and chill and enjoy and explore and see a bit. I'd be like, no, I'm gonna stretch, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna read this. I'm going to pull the shadow box, no matter what fight is in it, they all fucking do it. They always sit there and get in the mind in a good place. Then you told me to say, come on, let's just get out so we can enjoy the place and that as well. So you've still got to enjoy that moment. For any young fighter, I'd always say enjoy that moment as well, because it's quick. It's very quick.
Yeah. I think if you're constantly sort of focused on that giant end goal as well, that, like you said, you're not going to enjoy the moment, are you? So,
that, to go back to the UFC, talking about that being in the moment, I remember having that fight, walking out of that fight. I remember not another fight. It was in that my mindset, I'd already won that fight and was fighting in the Echo on the UFC. I remember at the time, people told me, He said, obviously, I'll win this fight, I'll get a contract. Well, I do with rumours anyway, and I found out it was true by my manager who I've got now. And he said, obviously, he was Van Staden's manager at the time, and he said there was two contracts put on the table, one for me and him. Whoever won the fight got the contract, basically. Obviously, I lost that fight, but in my mind, that fight was a blur because I was being a little bit arrogant. I'm like, Sam, I'm going to smash him. I'm going to be fighting in the Echo. In the UFC, so I just weren't living in the moment before, and it passed me.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's the danger.
Yeah, I don't explain, do you know what I mean? But when you're in that situation, you'll get people who have been in that situation, they'll understand, and how they can just literally go past it, like without even being in it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Power of mind is crazy, isn't it? Like,
yeah, fucking tired, isn't
it? So we've got a few sort of quick fire questions then before we get to the last one. Cats or dogs?
Dogs. Sorry, I'm not sure without.
You're not into cats, no?
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Favorite sport?
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Dogs
all the way.
Yeah.
Favorite sport outside of MMA?
Football.
Yeah, thought it might be. You're from Liverpool, so red or blue?
Red.
Good. But probably might have, I was worried you might have to end it there again, to be honest.
Favorite cheat meal?
Favorite what, sorry?
Cheat meal.
What can you guys say? It's boring, it's like a Thai food.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a big tasty.
I know, yeah.
Just really eat them.
Favorite place to get away to?
On holiday, you mean, yeah? Abroad?
Yeah.
I don't know anymore. I haven't been away for that long.
Or even local, maybe somewhere like Wales or, you know.
We've got two kids, don't get out that much.
just the path.
School run.
Yeah, depo.
So literally that's all the quick fire questions we have, because we know you're a bit strapped for time. Last question then. What can we expect from you this year?
Expect definitely a couple of fights. Big platform on KCC. Some big fights on KCC. We're going to get at least two shows in. And I want a minimum of two fights, definitely. Would love that Charlie Lady fight. I know he's fighting in Dublin, but even if I fight someone else, obviously later in the year, I think that's a fight that needs to happen. I think he'd agree on that as well. And that's it, really. Just making sure that all my lads as well, all the titanium lads, are getting out there and have a nice active year after shit couple of years through this pandemic.
Yeah, they both done brilliant at it, Almighty as well, so look forward to seeing them again at Kingdom. So, yeah.
Well, we've got Ben matched as well, haven't we? We've got Ben matched with a Next Gen lad.
Yeah.
Very good grappler, very, like, full respect to Next Gen. But I think that shows you, like, the type of show we're doing. No, I've got my lads on it. Not only a couple, but I'm not picking easy fights for them. I don't believe in taking easy fights, especially at amateur level. So I think that just shows you what the platform we're making with KCC.
So especially with the amateur level these days, the level of it's just crazy now, you know what I mean? So even like any fight you do get, it's not really an easy fight, is it? Because the level of it these days. Man.
Definitely, man, it's crazy. It's all credit as well to the gyms in Liverpool as well, like bringing all these young kids through, taking them all off the streets and like giving them like a good platform. Not even just to be a fighter, but just in general, just being a nice person, being around that vibe. And I know it's done me the world of good, so
yeah,
it's got to be doing all these kids like massively good. It would have done me massively good when I was a kid. I needed something like this.
That's it. I mean, it doesn't just teach you how to defend yourself, which is obviously important, but it teaches you discipline, teaches you respect, it teaches just all your sort of basic life lessons at the same time. It's I think it works wonders on people. People don't see that side of things. They just see, it's a bunch of lads who just want to punch each other in the face, which it is, don't get me wrong.
It is.
How much more to it?
It's far from mad, isn't it? You think of yourself, I think even people when you first come into the gym, I think if you look a lot of the gyms now doing like beginner courses and that, they're heaving. I think it's because the people are scared to enter the gym because they think they'll go in when I have some big fighter, like punch me in the head. But it's not a bomb. I'm not going to get going now for punching someone who's been training for 30 minutes. Do you know what I mean? I want to help them. But I think they don't understand that. And it's nice for a lot of these gyms doing all these beginner classes and all these people who had never thought they'd go into a fighting gym or walk into a fighting gym. And it's really good to see, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Brilliant.
Gavin, thank you very much for your time today, mate. It's been a pleasure. We're really looking forward to seeing KCC's development this year. The event's definitely got our support, and hopefully we'll try and get down to it. And we can't wait to see you back in action as well. So fingers crossed, we'll look out for an announcement soon.
Awesome, mate. Thank you. Thanks again, mate. Thanks.
Take care, Gavin.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
It was super necessary.
And delicious.